to welcome everyone to Kimball's East. One more second of tuning here. For you big band enthusiasts, I just want to let you know that we're doing a number of big bands through the years, this year. Some that have been already booked, some that we haven't booked yet. But coming up in May, McCoy Tyner will be in here with a big band. And then later on in the summer, Woody Herman will be coming, Woody Herman's band, not Woody Herman. Woody Herman's band will be coming in, featuring Joe Pass with the band. So, and then later on, Joe Henderson will be coming in with a big band. Also, I'd like to let you know about a couple of acts coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week is a really fine salsa band. We're going to have a dancing week with Willie Colon on the 14th, Wednesday the 14th, through Sunday the 18th. I said Willie. I got the band here. And then the following week, on Thursday the 22nd through Sunday the 25th, Tony Williams will be here with a really fine quintet. And then on Wednesday the 28th through April 1st, George Shearing will be here. So I hope you come back for some of those. So now would you please welcome the Benny Carter Big Band. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you, Chuck. I'm very, very happy to be here indeed. Very, very fortunate to be hooked up with Mel Martin, who put this whole thing together for me. Mel and I just met a couple of years ago in Verona, Italy, where he was playing at the festival, and so was I. He with his group, Bebop and Piano. That's not a plug. That's a fact. Thank you very much, and he's really put together a group of all-stars. Boy, I look around here and I say, Jesus, if I could afford this every night. I would like to have you meet everyone that's aboard here, starting, of course, with Mel Martin, whom you all know. Mel Martin on tenor. Hal Stein on tenor. Harvey Wineapple on alto. John Cross on alto. Claire Church on baritone. Marty Wayne on trombone. Rick Walsh on trombone. Wayne Wallace, trombone. Al Pence. Fred Berry, trumpet. Alan Smith, trumpet. Steve Campos, trumpet. And trumpet also Warren Gill. At the piano, Bill Berry. I said that before when we went to Japan a couple of years ago. Bill was at the piano, and there was also trumpeter or cornetist Bill Berry. And I used to get the names mixed up. I'd say Bill Berry for Bill Bell, and Bill Bell for Bill Berry. But this is Bill Bell, I think. And at the drums, Harold Jones. Harold Jones also took a couple of trips with me to Japan. Good to have some friends here again. Thank you very much. Here we go. They're directly behind me, which means out of sight, out of mind. I can't say that because his name's on here. Al Obedinsky. I don't know how I could forget him because even after rehearsal immediately I said to Mill, I said, gee, that's a great bass player. And he is that, as is everyone on their respective instruments. So we're going to get started here. And on one by one, you're going to get a taste of each person's talent right from the outset. Thank you. it again.
Okay, we're going to carry on now with the number which was written especially for a performance I did with the AJO in New York City a couple of years ago. It's called the American Jazz Orchestra. And it's called the Central City Sketches, and the selection from that is called Hello.
Thank you.
follow through now with a ballad from that same Central City Sketches week, and it's called Remember. So far? That has nothing to do with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
couple of years ago when I did a concert at Cooper Union when I first did these numbers. Gary Giddens, who introduced us and, well, actually he was the MC for the performance, he mentioned that some of the music they were going to hear that night was written as long ago as 1933 and as recent as last night. You will hear nothing that was written last night, but right now you're going to hear something from 1933, Symphony in Riffs. Thank you.
now we're going to have Mr. Mel Martin come to the microphone with his flute. Well, it's really a flute. But I thought the fancy term would be flute.
Are you a flutist or a flute?
He's a flute player already. The guy said, I'm not a pianist, I'm a piano player. He's going to play a song that I'm very, very happy that he likes, because I wrote it. But, and it's called People Time, and I don't think you're going to be able to dance to the first chorus. But do so, ad lib, improvise. Improvise, right? Okay, People Time.
Thank you.
Bill Martin can make it sound like that.
Day by Day, and it specifically features our pianist, Bill Bell.
May I have your attention, please? Would you please welcome the Benny Carter Big Band? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's a note on this one I've been looking for a long time. I mean a long time. And I know it's on there because I heard it on a Miles Davis record.
Thank you. That was coalition. We're going to play an arrangement now of something which was recorded under the title of Lady Be Good by Ella Fitzgerald in 1947, I believe. Some of you aficionados out there and historians will know whether this is correct or not. But I think it was that early. She recorded it with the Bob Haggard Orchestra, and the whole side of that record was just dominated by her vocal creations. You will not hear the melody of Lady Be Good, so I don't know why she didn't title it something else or copyright it. I would have. But anyway, I think it's such a great example of her improvisatory and creative abilities. We did a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald about a month ago at Lincoln Center in New York. We had Billy Byers to take them. All of her solos, well, the whole thing was her solo, actually, off of the record, transcribed them for the orchestra, and we're going to play Ella Fitzgerald's Lady Be Good. And all of the instrumental parts that you will hear played, not instrumental, but the ensemble with the full orchestra, will be what she sang on that record. And other than that, you will hear some very interesting solos from everyone during this arrangement. And it's Lady Be Good by Ella Fitzgerald.
Ha ha ha!